Talk about God's grace. And we understand now that God's grace is his unmerited favor. And we understand is that his inexhaustible supply of goodness based on the work of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right? Not anything that we have done, but on the work of Christ. So today we want to talk to you about, yes, God has given us grace and the victory definitely is won and it's ours. But sometimes I think that we as believers, we fall asleep at the wheel of asking God to do for us when he has already done everything he is going to do. He's done it already. The scripture says in Ephesians that he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So whatever it is that you and I want, we possess. The thing is that do we know how to use it? Yes, God has given us grace, but the battle rages on. This is what we're going to talk about today. The battle rages on. Yes, you have received the grace, the love, the mercy of God. But you can't fall asleep at the wheel. You can't think that you do not have an enemy still. There is something fighting, someone fighting against you every single day. And he fights against you, understanding that he has lost the war. Yeah. But he understands this too. All those who say they are in Christ, are they aware of it? Are they using the tools that God has given them to win those everyday battles? Now, I don't know about you, but I face battles every day. I have to deal with Tony all day long. And sometimes Tony wants to do what the adversary wants him to do because it feels good to the flesh. But I have to fight. And I have to fight from the position that God has given me. So I got a couple of questions for you. How many of you are consciously aware now that we are still in a battle? How many of you are consciously aware that we are in a battle and our true enemy cannot be seen? Yeah. You're fighting her, fighting him, and that's not who you should be fighting. Yes, Lord. Amen. How many of you are consciously aware the battle we face in the physical world, in this physical realm, the battle that we face is against evil forces in heavens, in the heavens, or in what we may better understand as heavenly places? All right? Now you need to take some notes today. It's good to come to church, and I believe in the bulletin, it has a leaflet there where you can take notes, write down the scriptures, because when it's time to fight the enemy, you better use Bible study. Amen. See, because your words ain't got no power. Amen. So there ain't no power in your words. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. Yeah, there's power in the name of Jesus. We live in this physical world, ladies and gentlemen, with our problems, with our needs, with our struggles, and with our sins. But how many of you are consciously aware that whatever happens in the physical, visible world is a direct result of what has happened in the spiritual, unseen world? You see, the physical world, it is the fruit, but the spiritual world is the root. Now here's where I'm, maybe you'll grasp it a little bit better like this. Adam disobeyed and sinned in the garden. He opened the door to sin, to death, to the grave. He opened the door to physical and spiritual death. He opened a door that provided a way for death to have its way. Okay? Now, when Adam sinned, it caused the spirit to separate from the body. All right? That's our physical death. But then again, it caused us to be separated from God. He said that in the day that you eat, you will surely die. We know that he didn't physically die right then, but he had to be put out of the garden. See, he had to be put out of the presence of God, because where God is, God can't dwell where sin is. We serve a holy God. So this, everything that you're dealing with right now, is a direct result of what's already happened in the spiritual realm. Amen. You see, there is a place called heavenly places. We understand heavenly places to be that realm between the earth and the sky. Remember that Satan was kicked out. He was kicked out with all his minions. And that spiritual battle, there's a spiritual battle in heavenly places wherein that God and Satan still battle for our allegiance. Amen. Satan has no more power over you than what you give him. Amen. So how much power are you giving to Satan? How much power are you giving to him? See, because of what Adam did, the second Adam had to come. The second Adam came, he came to restore, restoration. He came to redeem. He came to reconcile man to God. He came to give us back what Adam gave to Satan. Yeah, see, Adam gave it up. Are you giving it up today? See, the battle rages on, ladies and gentlemen. You are in a battle every single day. And the battle for the believer is not for your soul, because you're in Christ, okay? But the battle is one that will stop you from experiencing all the goodness that God has for you. It will stop you from, or it is it, the battle is there to hinder you from doing the good work. You were saved by grace through faith for good works. Amen. So you're saved by grace through faith for good works. People want to know, what is my purpose? Good works is your purpose. Amen. Good works is your purpose. So everybody who's in Christ should be doing some good work. See, now what are good works? Good works are divinely prescribed actions. See, that benefit man but glorifies God. Those are the good works. Those are the good works. And in the midst of all that God has given to you to live your greatest life right now, today, because that's up to you. How well you live is up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Totally up to you. You can live high on the hog, or you can live low on the hog. That's totally up to you. But the enemy is there to cause you to stagger at the promise. He's there to cause you to stumble. You see, but you have to know how to fight. And you're fighting from a different position. Look with me at Ephesians chapter 2. Some people fight and they're all out of position. You know, a boxer can't get in the ring and throw down and be all out of position. Can't do that, get knocked down. Yeah, get knocked down. So look with me at Ephesians chapter 2. And what I want to try to do today since I'm going to be back with you next Sunday, is kind of lay a foundation for this and actually get really into it next Sunday. But here's where we are right now. It says, chapter 2, verse 1, look at here. And you, he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin. We talked last week about the graveyard of trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Paul's readers at that time looked at the prince of the power or the air, that space between earth and the sky, and they called my man the prince, the enemy, the adversary, the devil, Satan, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all, you and I, once conducted ourselves. There's nobody that's ever walked earth that's been without sin. In all, okay, sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh. We were fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. But verse 4, but God, who is rich in what? Mercy. Because of his great what? Love. With which he loved who? You, us, me. Even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. That's one. By grace you have been saved. And not only did he make you alive with him, he raised us up together. See, he exalted us. He raised us up together, and he made, look, us sit together. Where? In heavenly places in Christ. So he made you alive. He raised you up, and he made you sit together. So you and I today, we are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from a position of victory. That's why the word of God shares with us in Ephesians 6 to stand firm. See, to withstand, to stand, and having done all to stand, stand firm in the position of victory. See, in order to fight this battle, you have to be in position. Many believers are out of position. And you're wondering why things aren't happening for you in your life. You've got to ask yourself, am I in position? Why? Because the battle rages on. You cannot win the daily battle without being in the right position. You have to be in the right position. Today, we do not fight flesh and blood. We don't fight against flesh and blood. And you may not believe me. So let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 6. And let's look at verse 12. Actually, I'm going to start at verse 10. He says, finally, my brothers, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brother, after Paul has talked about all the things with the Ephesians, he's talked to them about grace, he's talked to them about race, he's talked to them about the family. And after talking about the family, after talking about how servants and masters should function, he says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Because, see, that's the only way that you can win your daily battles is being strong in the Lord. You can't win them in your strength. I can't win them in my strength. I got to be strong in the Lord. Why? Because he made me alive. You see what I'm saying? Together with Christ. He has caused me to sit together with Christ in heavenly places. I'm in a position where I have access to that which will give me the victory in my everyday life here on earth. Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of whose might? His might. The devil will run all over you. The devil loves it when you talking about, well, this is what I think. This is what I feel. Well, I don't think it should be like that. Oh, boy, he chuckling up because ain't no power in your words. See, you trying to reason stuff. It's all about revelation. See, the word of God. Look at what he says here. He says here, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. He says now, for we wrestle, we battle against, or we do not wrestle or battle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness. And where are they? In heavenly places. Now, you seated in heavenly places in Christ. These things are happening. The enemy is in heavenly places. He's not in Christ, but he's in heavenly places. Everything you need to win the everyday battle is in heavenly places, but how do you access them? See, you gotta fight spiritual with spiritual. And many of us do not believe that demons and Satan really exist. And that's what he wants you to believe. He wants you to believe that. He wants you to think it's me. He wants you to think it's the pastor. He wants you to think it's the boss at the job. He wants you to think it's the neighbor around the corner. He wants you to think it's the girlfriend that you're upset with where she's talking about me or the brother who did you wrong. That's what he wants you to think. But the devil is the puppet master. His hand is in the back of those that you see that you're upset with. Yes, 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 but that ain't it, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, 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 that ain't it. I ain't done nothing wrong to you. See, this is a spiritual thing. You better learn how to fight with the weapons that God has given you. Yes, you're fighting me with how you feeling and all that. You cannot win. Satan is fully aware of how well you know your position and this word. He's watching you. He's studying your game tape. See, he knows everything about you because you're showing it to him. See, he knows what evil looks like because he's evil. He knows what lies sound like because he's the father of them. The battle rages on, ladies and gentlemen. But you got to know how to fight. You got to know what to fight with. You got to be properly dressed for this battle. See, the believer, there's a certain outfit that you're supposed to have on. You can't fight the devil in Versace. You can't fight the devil with Dooney Burke. No, you can't fight the devil with that stuff. You got to be properly dressed in the whole armor of God. Yeah, you. I don't care how well you arrange a bad batch of eggs, you cannot make a good omelet. See, you can look pretty. You can have all the money in the world. You can drive the fancy car. You can live in a house on the hill. But you can't fight Satan with that. You know Satan will give you a house. He'll give you a nice car. Satan will give you everything that you want. Because it's what you want. It ain't what God wants for you. He knows how materialistic we are. He knows we want to sit in the lofty chairs and the seats. We want to be in the front row. Because he understands that we don't know who we are. So he says, let me allow you to identify yourself with this stuff I give you. So you got people with great jobs, owning companies, everything, jumping off roofs. You wouldn't think they'd be doing that. But see, they don't know who they are. The believer should know who they are. The believer should know their position. The believer should know the word of God so that the believer will be equipped to fight in the evil day. And when Satan is all up in your face, all up in your grill, pushing you around, that's your evil day. Do you know how to fight? Are you saying that girl ought to leave me alone? That boy ought to stop bothering me? Well, them people, they tripping. No, you're tripping. Because you really don't know who you're fighting against. Yeah, today we fight from a position of victory. But many believers are not experiencing the victory of the cross. Many believers are not experiencing the victory that swallowed death. Many believers are not experiencing the victory that robbed death of its sting. Many believers not experiencing the victory that dispatched the angel to roll back the stone. Many believers are not experiencing the victory of the resurrection that raised us and seated us in heavenly places. You see, heavenly places is where your blessings are. Heavenly places is where your inheritance is. Heavenly places is where your affections should be. Heavenly places is where you fellowship with God. Heavenly places is where your praises go and your petitions go. But heavenly places is the same place wherein the God and the enemy battle for your allegiance. There's a lot going on in heavenly places. We have been dispatched here to expand God's kingdom here. But that we have to know how to access what's in heavenly places. God has filled your grace bank account with everything, but it takes faith to make withdrawals. You have to believe that you have the victory in Christ. You have to believe that. That if you don't find yourself tomorrow morning at work tripping on somebody. You don't find yourself behind someone at the stoplight and the light turned green and they might be looking at their phone or something. They ain't left yet and you in the back tripping. You won't find yourself getting out of character. You got to know who you are. Because the battle rages on. The battle rages on. Look at what he says here. He says here, back to chapter 6, he says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rules of the darkness of this world, against spiritual hosts and weaknesses in heavenly places." He says, therefore, since all of this is happening, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. How many of you leave the house happy? You go out with just your pants on. You don't put on a whole outfit. I believe you put on a whole outfit before you leave the house. But why is it that so many of us believers leave the house not properly dressed? See, one of the reasons is this. You put more emphasis on the physical world than you do the spiritual. See, I can tell, we can tell, you can tell whether or not you really truly believe there is a spiritual unseen world by how you function in the physical. There is a spiritual world, ladies and gentlemen. I'm beginning to understand so much more about it now that the physical world I'm truly understanding is really not reality. This is where the game is played out. But the spirit world is where everything is happening. Do you believe it? If you truly believe that, you will start getting properly dressed each day. And you will stop focusing so much on what's happening in the physical world and deal with it from God's perspective. Learning how to pull that which you need from the spiritual world to deal with this physical. You can't deal with this physical world without the spiritual. Amen. You can't do it. Many have tried it and they lost. The battle, ladies and gentlemen, still rages on. And you and I are fighting, not for victory. We're fighting from a position of victory. We've been made alive. We've been raised up. We have been seated together with Christ in heavenly places. We fight from that position. Walk this thing out. Yeah. And we have to walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. We have to begin to realize how important it is for us to allow the Holy Spirit to have its way. He will lead, guide, direct, remind us of everything that we need to be successful in this life. Everything that the Holy Spirit will remind is here. But if you don't know this, and many of us have this on our tables at home. We have this in our cars, on the back, some of them on the front, on the dash, as if we got some magic weapon. You got the word, and what we would call, you got the word, the written word, what in the Greek, the graphe, you got that.
You got the graphe, but
you have to understand the logos, the written word. And when you're fighting this fight that we're fighting, you have to use the rhema, the utterance, the word of God. That's what will keep the devil at bay. We're going to talk a little bit more about this next week, because when you learn how to fight, when you learn how to deal with Satan, when we learn how to fight from a position of authority and power in Christ Jesus, you will experience the greatest life ever on this earth. And you will take the territory that God has given to you. You will begin to experience the goodness that is here that will manifest itself through you. The church, the body of Christ, at which Christ is the head, the Holy Spirit giving us the power to do everything that we need to do in this age. We don't lose, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. We can't lose.
Do you understand? You can't lose.
But boy, if the enemy can make you feel like you. Yeah, because sometimes people will push feelings so hard, their feelings become their reality because they start living by how they feel. No, I'm not feeling good today. Say it long enough, you won't be feeling good. Well, it feels like today's going to be a bad day. Well, you say it long enough, it's going to be a bad day because you're going to be thinking it's a bad day. You're actually going to make it a bad day. And then you're going to say, the devil, he can sit that line. Oh, man, y'all tripping. We hope to see you next week. We hope to see you here so that we can get into this armor of God. You know, a long time ago, I used to listen to, be sneaking around my father's stuff when he would be studying. The little room he had upstairs, we weren't supposed to go in. Where he keeps his books and all that stuff at when he be studying. You know, I'm up there in it. And that's the first time I think when I was a little kid, I stumbled across Charles Stanley. And as I grew older and I started, listening to Charles Stanley, and he had said something many, many years ago that made so much sense to me. And when I was in the military, because I was in the military, it made so much more sense. And he talked about the whole armor of God being properly dressed. And this is what helps me understand the word of God more, because being a soldier, I understand that I'm in God's, and I just really don't want to say like God's army, because, you know, it's not like God has an army. You know, he has a church. But we get physically dressed. I realized when I got physically dressed every morning to put on my military uniform and do all that, then I listened to Charles Stanley. He talked about getting properly dressed. It's years and years ago. Ever since, it's probably been 15 years, man, maybe 20. Every morning I get up, I get properly dressed before my feet hit the floor. I go through Ephesians chapter 6. I actually put on every piece of this armor. Because I know when my feet hit the floor, it's a wrap, it's on. I don't have time to run back to get something. This is how I'm thinking. This is what works for me. It helps me to understand this so much more. And so when I look at believers, and I can tell we aren't properly dressed. We don't have on the whole armor of God. And we're trying to deal with this thing in a way that we can't experience the victories that God has given us when you're not properly dressed. And see, the enemy knows how we're supposed to look. Remember, he was there. He can tell by our actions whether we're properly dressed or not. And then he comes in like a flood on us, sends everything our way. And we go running looking for everybody to pray for us, and we can pray for ourselves. Ain't nothing wrong with people praying for you. Don't get me wrong. But if I know I'm praying for Tony first, when I come to you, I'm asking you to agree with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if your prayer is going to make it past first base. You know, just messing with you, though. But we thank you all today for coming out and hearing the word of God. We look forward to seeing you next week. This being the first Sunday, we will not have our normal.